Also, tonight, I don't know how we're going to go around to everyone and determine who is sincere. First of all, if you're not willing to make the covenant, you shouldn't even be here. Then the colors and the framework and the rules to come is going to show who really is serious.
My name is John Fontana, and I have permission to speak of a brown brother. I want to come in defense of Skip to the effort that Mike made, and I think it was very sincere, as best he could, in giving himself, and I think that's the best effort he ever made at any time, at such a time like now, when the commitment is really called for the good of the whole church. That's what I think, and that's why, for a long time, I held out and not backing up a brother, or even working with a brother. And I want to just tell you that. I do get emotional, but this is the way I can get myself as best I can. And I love the other older brothers, and I urge you to stand up too, because I'm at the edge of the cliff, like Stuart said, and I don't want to fall down with the rest of the brothers. I was thinking of a verse earlier that Jesus said, why when I came there was no man? And I want to be a man in Christ and stand up instead of letting female numbers go through my head and take down sisters. You know, and they just fall away because of the way I am. And I just want to say that.
I think it's really good that the brothers want to be sincere and all, but I think Jesus wants to see the deeper truth. I think the older brothers are out there to start proving themselves worthy. And I think, you know, one thing that Stuart mentioned is that the spirit of the Lamb's running the fellowship, and that wasn't mentioned once tonight. And I think that the younger brothers who are really right should start really running the fellowship, and the older brothers really, you know, serving the Lamb, so it should have been. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, my name is Blake, and as Stuart said, what I want to remind all the older brothers that we're not making a commitment to the rules of the discipline. We're making a commitment to that the rules are just an aid. Stuart said that yesterday, that the rules are just an aid. If you don't have the genuine love, it's useless. I was wondering if any of the older brothers want to fellowship about their love for Jesus today, or how they were
my name is Mark Nelson, and I'm a brown brother. I wonder if I can speak.
Yes.
Okay, one thing Chris kept appealing to at the beginning, the good of the fellowship. The good of the fellowship would be if all the older brothers did unite together in pleasing Jesus and giving of themselves to the good of the fellowship. And I know that's something I haven't done for a long time. I'm one of the older brothers, and I have been holding back. I want to be committed to being disciplined and giving myself too. And that's why this went on and on, because the older brothers aren't united together, and it did just go around and around, but there was no direction. And I want to be committed and enter into the covenant with the other older brothers. I know I need the other older brothers to stay steady. And that I was talking to brothers about that today, how a lot of times I've made commitments, but they just go, you know, they come and go, and I need to be with other older brothers to be steadfast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.